Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. In our last two broadcasts, we talked about Representative Ilhan Omar and how Professor Todd Green, this is the liberal professor from Luther College, defended her by telling us that she was actually a victim of the Islamophobia agenda of Mr. Trump and the Republicans. Professor Green claims that Representative Ilhan Omar was a victim of four Islamophobic strategies, which are creeping Sharia, Muslims and Middle Easterners and migrants, Muslim anti-Semitism, and radical Islamic terrorism. And we have already talked about two of these facts. Creeping Sharia. Yes, Ilhan Omar is practicing Sharia. She is a Muslim woman who promoted Sharia in America. And she lives the practice of Sharia in America. As we see that in her dress, she is dressed in the hijab, which is Sharia way of living. Second, she is married and divorced by Sharia, Islamic law, not like the rest of the people who live in America. And I can guarantee you, she only eats halal food. And I can go on and on and on with that point. But as for the second Islamophobic strategy, which is Muslims and Middle Easterners and migrants, we discovered that this is also another fact. She is one of the 87% of Muslims who came to America illegally. She is not Ilhan Omar because Omar is not her father. He is somebody who filled out a fraudulent application that is Mr. Omar who added her to his family to bring her to America. Because her father is Nur Said Almi, not Omar. And that is very normal practice among Muslims coming to America, as it has been practiced for many years, as we discovered this fraud from the days of George W. Bush. And as we discovered in our last broadcast, that Representative Ilhan Omar also committed many other crimes. But I did not mention all of them. I just gave you some examples, like her marriage to her own brother and the fraud in the joint tax returns. So yes, Professor Green, we have a problem with Representative Ilhan Omar concerning her being a Muslim from the Muslim world as immigrants in America. She should be removed from America. Not just her, but all those who committed fraud in their paperwork to come to America. As for the radical Islamic terrorism, which is strategy number four, according to Professor Green, it is a fact. Because if she had not had any ties with some Muslim jihadi, Al-Shabaab, for example, in the country of Somalia, she would not have come to America fraudulently. Add to that, she supports Hamas and Hezbollah against Israel. And we will prove this as we continue in our study. Any supporter of Hamas or Hezbollah must be known to be a terrorist. Add to that, she actually put to power as a congresswoman in the 5th district in Minnesota with the help of CARE. And CARE is a Muslim Brotherhood jihadi organization. So I do not know how can we ignore all that to pretend that Ilhan Omar is a victim of the Islamophobic strategies of the Republicans and Mr. Trump. Professor Todd Green made fun of the slogan, Make America Great Again, by telling us that these things which we discovered in Representative Ilhan Omar is the opposite of the agenda of Mr. Trump and the Republicans to make America great again. These are exactly his words. And I want you to listen carefully to this before we get to the issue of Representative Ilhan Omar and the third strategy of Islamophobia, which is that Muslims are anti-Semitic. So please listen carefully to Professor Todd Green.
But without a doubt, all four of those strategies that I just talked about, creeping Sharia, the Muslim migrants, refugees, conflation, anti-Semitism in Muslims and radical Islamic terrorism, these strategies are going to be focused on one person as much as possible. And that person is here, Representative Ilhan Omar, who in her very person embodies all the identities that generates anxiety among Trump's, for Trump himself, and some of his core supporters. She is a black, progressive, Muslim, woman, former refugee. Everything that we're trying to make America great against, over against that, right? All in one person.
Did you hear Professor Green? Here is his own words. He is telling us that Ilhan Omar, in her very person, embodies all the identities that generate anxiety among Trump's and for Trump's himself and some of his core supporters. She is a black progressive, Muslim woman, or refugee. And then he said, everything that we are trying to make America great against, over against that. And then he has the question, right? No, sir, it's not right. It's wrong. Make America great or keep America great have nothing to do with the color, have nothing to do with the gender, have nothing to do with if the people are refugees or not. What Professor Green is doing here, he is mocking the ideas and the work of Mr. Trump and the conservatives to make America great again. And let me prove to you my point. First, making America a great country has nothing to do with the color, black or white. For here, Professor Green is inserting the race into it. Not only do they call Mr. Trump a racist, but they are asserting that Trump will get rid of the black people for America to be a great country again. For here is the truth, Professor Green. There are plenty of conservative black men and women in this country who love this country more than you can ever do. And they're willing to do everything they can to keep America great more than you can ever do. Neither you nor your party, the liberals. So with all respect to Professor Green, color has nothing to do with the problem we have at hand. I'm myself a descendant of Mizraim, the descendant of Ham, the father of all colored people. And for you to mock the idea that because Ilhan Omar is black, that means she's a problem to make America great again, that is foolishness. There are plenty of godly, Christian, conservative black men and women who will do everything they can to keep America great, and they are supporters of Mr. Donald Trump. Your liberals, the Democrats, have abused the black people of America since they came to this country even as slaves. First, they stood against them for being set free from slavery. Second, they stood against them to allow them to vote like the rest of the people of America. Third, they kept them as slaves by putting them on the welfare system that they may continue to gain their votes. Fourth, they are killing their babies in abortion clinics in huge numbers all over America. And believe it or not, with the hard work of Mr. Trump, black people today in America have much greater position in lower number of unemployment, higher number of workers making more salaries, owning more houses than ever, even under the Democrat Arab black president, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama himself. So with all respect, Professor Green, black people benefit from Mr. Trump, and they are part of making America great again. The problem simply is people like you, sir, who continue to lie to deceive the black people of America, to convince them that Trump is a racist, and the only way we can make America great is to get rid of black people like Ilhan Omar. And this simply is a lie from the bottom of hell. How about the gender? That is sexism. And that is ridiculous. For half of the Republicans are females, including my wife and my mother-in-law. So this is foolishness for you to claim. Since Ilhan Omar is a woman, then we have a problem with making America great again. No, sir, there are plenty of women in America who are 100% for Trump and for making America great again. As for refugees, once again, there are plenty of godly Christian refugees in America who loves this country, who loves the freedom we enjoy in this country, and they will fight with their last breath to make America great and keep America great under the leadership of the conservative, the Republican, Mr. Trump, and others.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
So you see, my friends, Professor Green is mixing facts and fiction to make his point. If a person is a woman, that means she is not accepted in the Republican Party, and he could not help America to be a great country. If the person is black, that means he or she is not accepted to be part of the Republican Party to make America great. If the person is a refugee or an immigrant, that means he or she is not accepted in the Republican Party to make America great, simply because Mr. Donald Trump is against immigrants. No, Mr. Trump is doing what is right. He's protecting America, and yes, he is making America safe again by not allowing any person to enter our country illegally, if they are coming through the borders or if they are criminals with some background or any ties with the Muslim believers, whom you, Professor Green, call radicals. What is wrong in doing that? What is wrong for Mr. Trump to make America safe? And you and your party are doing everything you can to destroy America, to bring Muslims to America whom you do not know about what they believe, what their holy book, the Quran, teaches them to do, and what their prophet commands them to do. Have you studied Islam and learned the truth about Islam? You would be standing on the border to stop any Muslim from coming to America, and you will be standing with Mr. Trump to make America great country again. And I agree with you, having Muslims in America like Ilhan Omar is a problem, and that goes against how to make America great again. This is the only point you will write in it. And the reason is Muslims are anti-America. Muslims hate America. And the proof is very simple. Just read the Quran, sir. Read the saying of Muhammad towards the Jews and the Christians. And that leads us to the third strategy, which you claim that Mr. Trump is using as an Islamophobic strategy, which is Muslims' anti-Semitism. So first, let us listen to Professor Green's opinion and his defense of Representative Ilhan Omar. And then we will rebut his propaganda.
And she's very outspoken. She's extremely progressive, actually, compared to much of the rest of the Democratic Party. And that's part of the challenge that Democrats are having. She's too progressive for many of them. So some of her statements and critiques that we'll talk about in a moment of, say, Israel or U.S. foreign policy toward Israel have been opportunities, golden opportunities in some cases, to take those four strategies or variations of those four strategies and try to funnel them through this one person. In a way that, in criticizing Omar, she becomes now a proxy for all American Muslims. And to the extent that she's in the Democratic Party, making her sort of poster child of the Democratic Party, it's a way of pushing back against the Democrats. The Democrats are struggling with knowing how to respond to this.
Yes, indeed, Professor Green. The Democrat Party is struggling, and they do not know how to respond to Representative Ilhan Omar because they have a problem. But for you, It's okay. She's doing fine. Why? She's just simply outspoken, not anti-Semitic. She's just extremely progressive, not anti-Semitic. She's just challenging her party, the Democrats, to do what you want them to do. Because you are an anti-Semite, sir. And you say that she is a golden opportunity, in some cases, to take those four strategies. What strategies? They are just your propaganda of Islamophobia, sir. These four Islamophobic strategies are facts. We're living them right now in America because of people like you. And for sure, they will be the tools which Muslims will be using for the destruction of America. As you will be hearing, my dear friends, in our next broadcast, this is exactly what another Muslim woman will be telling us about Ilhan Omar. These are tools and rules are used by the Muslims and liberals like Professor Green to shut people like me down and to give this beautiful country to the Muslims, that they will destroy it. No one can criticize Representative Ilhan Omar because she is what all Muslims are all about. And if anyone will criticize her, that means they are just an Islamophobe. And now let's get to our real response to this propaganda of Professor Green. Because if we know the fact that Representative Ilhan Omar is anti-Semitic, she is a true Muslim believer who hates Israel and hates the Jewish people openly, as it is the case with all Muslims. If they believe in the commands of Allah in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, you can't help it. You must hate the Jews as much as you hate anyone who does not believe in Islam. Some Muslims in America are doing exactly what Muhammad did in his early days when he was living with the Jews and the Christians in Mecca. He did not begin his Quran by saying, kill the Jews and kill the Christians. But he was literally telling many of the stories which are written in the books of the people of the book. These are the books of the Bible. That's why when you read the Quran, you will see many of the biblical stories. But he wrote them inaccurately. But that's not the point. The point is, Muhammad did not say in the beginning of his writings, these are the early Mecca writings, while he was living in Mecca for 13 years, kill the Jews or the Christian, but he just simply added himself as another prophet from Allah, whom he claimed to be the God of the Bible. And it did not work. That's when Muhammad escaped from the city of Mecca to the city of Medina. And as you read and study all the verses, the new revelation which Muhammad claimed that Allah gave to him in the Medini chapters, that's where you read the hatred which Allah declared in the Quran to every non-Muslim believer. As we have shared before, in Quran chapter 1, we read Allah is telling the Muslims to pray to him that they may be Muslims, never to be a Jew, for the wrath of Allah is against the Jews, never to be a Christian, because Christians are lost ones. That is Quran chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. And if you go with me to Quran chapter 5, verse 51, Allah is commanding the Muslim believers never to take the Jews or the Christians for friend, as it is written, O you who have believed, do not take the Jews nor the Christian for friends. And as we continue in the teaching of Allah in the Quran, he clearly spoke to the Muslim believers in the last chapter, which Muhammad claimed to receive from Allah. That is when it says, for example, in chapter 9, verse 29, to engage in war with the people of the book. And you wonder why Muslims hate the people of the book? Why Muslims want to kill the Jews and the Christians? It's simply because they're practicing their book. And if you read these verses, you'll see clearly it is simply because they are not submitters to Allah. Because they refuse to accept Muhammad as prophet. They choose to be Jews and Christians and to die as Jews and Christians. And that's exactly what Muhammad and the early Muslim believers did to the Jews and the Christians of Mecca, to the Jews and the Christians in the villages surrounding Mecca. Mecca. He, Muhammad, led the Muslim believers to kill the Jews and the Christians. And you can read about that all over the pages of the Quran, especially in the final chapters, like Quran chapter 8 and Quran chapter 9. That's why you see also in the Quran, Muhammad describing the Jews and the Christians to be the worst of the creatures. As we read that in Quran chapter 98 and verse 6, "For there Allah said, surely those who became infidels from the people of the book, these are the Jews and the Christians, and the polytheists will abide in the fire of hell forever. Those are the worst of the creatures." And I wonder why Muslims want to get rid of all the Jews, all the Christians, and all the polytheists, those who refuse to submit to Muhammad, those who refuse to become Muslims. The hatred is in the book. If you will just read the book, you know exactly why Muslims hated the Jews and hated the Christians and hated everybody who will not accept Islam. And that goes very well with the command of Muhammad. That is when he said, he was commanded by Allah to engage in war with all the people until they say the Shahada, that is to say, they bear witness that there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And trust me, my friends, if you keep reading the Quran and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, you will come to the obvious conclusion. Muslims hate America because America is the homeland of the Jews and the Christians. And Muslims hate Israel because that is the land of Israel. And this hatred will never end until the end of time. And to continue on our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.